AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A near tragedy in Pittsburgh is giving President Biden striking evidence to back his infrastructure law. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president was already due to tout the bill in Pittsburgh, but hours before he arrived, a four-decade-old city bridge collapsed. After visiting the site, the president noted inspections had found it had been in bad shape, like too many other bridges.
Across the country, there are 45,000 bridges in poor condition. It's just simply unacceptable.
And mind-boggling that the nation's so far behind on infrastructure. The president says his bill will rebuild thousands of bridges. His return to the city where he launched his campaign was the first stop in a bid to promote his first year's achievements before the midterm elections, where slim Democratic majorities are in danger. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. message to Vladimir Putin.
We strongly encourage Russia to stand down.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says diplomacy is the preferred way to ease tensions over Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is watching the buildup of Russian forces near the Ukraine border.
We remain concerned about the range of options that he could pursue.
That includes action short of a full-scale invasion. Russia has said there's no plans to invade Ukraine. At the funeral of New York police officer Jason Rivera, his wife Dominique lashed out at the new Manhattan DA, who has instructed prosecutors not to pursue certain cases, including some allegations of resisting arrest.
The system continues to fail us. We are not safe anymore. Not even the members of the service.
Rivera and his partner were killed in an ambush last week. A turbulent week for markets ended with a late burst of buying. The Dow up 584 points. This is AP News. The Commerce Department's gauge of inflation at the consumer level registered its highest increase in 39 years.
Consumer prices jumped 5.8% in the past year as Americans spent freely, helped by large stimulus checks in the spring and higher pay. Spending on autos, electronics, and other goods jumped 12% in 2021, the biggest increase since 1946. At the same time, bottlenecked supply chains and shortages of components, notably semiconductors, have left many retailers and auto dealers with fewer cars and other goods to sell. The Commerce Department's Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE, is the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge in setting its interest rate policies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Federal officials say a yearling humpback whale off Hawaii has been freed from a life-threatening entanglement in mooring gear. The whale is said to be in good condition, but the line wrapped around its tail and it cut into its flesh. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.